Hello, DTO World. We are back with the final group of our night. We got the Gibson group. And we got, this is Coach Shaken Blake of the Mighty Fremont Tarzans here with Coach Iowa Banker of Mesa.
Hey, Coach. Good to talk again. We'll talk about some teams in the Gibbons group.
Yeah. Well, so overall, we've got the Gibbons group. We have Oakland at 2-1 at plus 53. Mesa, who is 2-1 at plus 3. Pueblo at 1-2 and minus 3. And Bloomington at 1-2 and minus 32. So we've got the Oakland Oat Farmers on a conference 27 here to start out the group. Initial thoughts on these guys?
Yeah, Oakland's been a program you know well, Coach. They compete against conference and they've been a program the last 4 or 5 years that's really, really made a move. Now they've had a Final Four, an Elite Eight, a Sweet 16 in the last 4 years. So they've been a team that's done some damage in the postseason, and a couple of recruiting classes that are awfully good. So out of the gate, 2-1 start. They had a couple of real big blowout wins. Beat Bloomington and Charleston big, and then a little bit of a surprising loss maybe to Macon. Macon's a team that, again, has a really good pedigree in this league, but probably a loss, I'm guessing, that surprised some folks and surprised Oakland a little bit. But 2-1, and they got featured game number one coming up on Monday, Oakland-Boise. That ought to be fun. A couple of top 10 teams going at it, so big challenge there. And then they finish with Montgomery and Pueblo. Again, Pueblo's pulled an upset already in the tournament too. So no gimmies for Oakland, even though right now they're on top. But again, a team with a lot of talent. And I talk about them because you know them better than I do, Coach.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, this team is rolling real good. It's really kind of neat to see Blake for the. We'll just go with Blake V as I can't speak. He was really highly recruited at like a plot. He was one of those guys that like didn't have the high school stats, but was attribute monster. And it looks like this year was the come out party. I mean, last year he played really well too, but he is just on another level right now on the support game of 14 rebounds at power forward and 4 blocks. Can't ask him for much more. And Jonathan Farr is, of course, manning the other center position. This team is fully running their starters into the ground, which has been they have four of them that are all at that 35, 34 minute mark, which is about as much as you can get out of the guys in this league. So running those guys hard, obviously working really well, very talented team, a lot of hands, a lot of support. This team is built really well through and through. Can kind of hit you from multiple angles. Yeah, they're solid.
Yeah, they are. Interesting. A lot of times you don't see somebody run up tempo like they do and give those starters all those minutes. That tells you that they are very, very talented. They play very much, but on a per 30 basis and they're very limited minutes, really good game scorers. So again, they've got to have some talent on the bench. That freshman class is 8-18. And two of them are on the bench, so you know those are pretty solid. And then they've got a junior 3-7 class junior on the bench too. So they've got plenty of talent both in the starting lineup and reserve. But again, he's made the decision to really ride those starters, and their statistics just out of the first week, you can't argue. They're all game scores, 16-19. Everybody almost all five in double figures. Again, defense. He's 9 block shots a game between your starting postmen. There's a lot to like with the team. And again, that one loss, a little surprising, but you're in the PNTT. There's good teams everywhere every night. So, they're on top. They've got a big point differential, which which really is going to help them in that second week, even if they drop a game and lose a tie or something in this group, that they look like they, I think they're probably safe at least at the cheese claws if they, even if they don't win the game.
For sure. Yeah. If you can bench a 6'11" Daniel Blanche with 3 blocks and 11.1 rebounds at center, I think you're sitting pretty well. So this team's good, and yeah, they'll definitely be in the most likely they'll definitely be in the playoffs. So
yep.
Who's in the making group? Who handed Oakland their one loss thus far? What do you make of Jordan Morano?
Yeah, let's recap their week and their week ahead, and we can talk about them a little bit. The Gorillas, Coach Golf team, again, a name dear to most of us in the league. So they won a crazy shootout, one pointer against Pueblo. Again, they handled Oakland, beat them by 11, so real impressive win. And then came back and lost by 9 to a solid Sarasota team. So 2-1 out of the shoot, and again 3 games next week. You've got Huntsville, Augusta, and Bloomington. So again, if you're making, you still have obviously a chance to win the pool at 2-1 and +3. But even if you don't, I think your goal is win 2 out of 3 and win them convincing enough to get there by the cheese claws. So they're still solidly in the mix for the tournament. And yeah, their team, yeah, good night, Jordan Marino. See why you brought him up right away. But National Player of the Week, maybe. Let's see. Yeah, point guard that just put up 37 points a game on 72% true shooting with 5 assists and a game score of 35. Okay, National Player of the Week. I'll give it to him right now. Holy cow, coach.
My goodness. Utterly insanity.
I got to go back and look at him last year. I mean, he was 24 points a game on 58% true shooting last year, and conference player of the year. So yeah, the guy's obviously got some talent, but he's come out of the gate on absolutely on fire.
Mm-hmm. Great to start that senior year like that, for sure. Yeah, this team is a lot of offense. Their defense is definitely suspect, but when you got Jordan Morano, it's dropping 40. You can get in shootouts pretty consistently and still be very good. Yeah, he's got despite Morano's craziness right now, Bishop Kerm Campern is also a very good player. He's been a 4-year starter at 15 points per game, very efficient. Definitely probably can handle those days when Morano isn't scoring 40. And then Derek Williams, their center, is kind of had an inefficient last year, but definitely can put up a few points himself. High school, he was a lot better at that center position. So, yeah, this is a well-rounded squad that is high-flying, to say the least. And, yeah, looking forward, this group might get really interesting with that, with Oakland losing to them. Because their upcoming schedule, they don't have much defense, at least up to this point either. Huntsville is not playing the greatest defense. Albany, Augusta, is playing horrific defense right now, letting up 60% true shot. And then Bloomington also is not the greatest defensive team either. So this team should keep blowing out teams, which might get this interesting right at the end here.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Macon. Macon faced a team, have crossed paths a few times and had a few of those shootout games that I seem to remember. So, yeah, they'll be a handful. I think again, them and Oakland both seem to me to be tournament caliber. Anyway.
Be sure. Just moving to the third here, we got the Pueblo Asinine out of Conference 20. Two losses kind of right out of the gate. One point loss to Macon, which, I mean, at least you can keep up. That's solid. But then, an upset win over Reno, which they played a very good game. Played a good game.
Yeah, so yep, they had those, and then sandwiched in the middle of the loss to Bloomington. So one and you got to figure, especially the two teams in front of you probably got to win out, and then you schedule, and boy, oh boy, so you've got, Charlotte, a game that I think a game they can compete in, but the other two, Dearborn and Oakland, that's a draw. So when you're facing a need to keep, that's probably a little more than his or mo probably pretty much any team in the league is capable of pulling a sweep on that schedule. So gonna be a little tough, but again, I had a really, really nice win that week, and again, another guy that's off to a heck of a start, Quincy Bunny. He National Player of the Week, but he had a week, 26 on 62% true shooting and 23 and a half game score. So that kid, sophomore, is off to a really nice start.
Yeah, I remember I remember seeing him. I remember seeing Quincy, and I was like, this guy could be really good. And yeah, he definitely has shown out so far. So great squad. High flying. This whole group is kind of high flying. It's a lot of scoring. which is kind of fun. Not a whole lot of defense between these three so far. I guess Oakland has some defense. I shouldn't say that, but Mesa and Pueblo were definitely a little bit high scorers. So, and not a ton of defense. So yeah, fun team to run with. That it should be it'll be a. Could be a fun close game at least, or could be a closer game with Dearborn. Just maybe keeping up offensively, but Dearborn should take that one. And then they're a good squad, and they'll be looking forward to conference play here soon. They should be definitely fringe NTT team potentially. Depending how conference play goes, so best of luck to them.
Yeah, definitely a fun team to watch. So, and then the final team in the group, coach, looks like it's Bloomington. Yep. So, yeah, Bloomington out of that legendary Conference 15. That's a team that was right in the mix with a lot of those teams as recently as a few seasons ago, had a Sweet 16 run, and they've kind of had a couple of tougher seasons, playing in that tough conference. Out of the, and recruiting probably again the last couple cycles, not what the coach would like, but still here. So certainly commend them for sticking that out. But, a couple of losses to a couple of better teams in the league so far, Oakland and Rockford, that's a tough week too. We were able to beat Pueblo. So 1-2, and you have to think the schedule does tone down a little bit. Still good teams, Clearwater, Yuma, and Macon, but at least, you get rid of maybe having the top 10 schedule like they did. But
For sure.
I think Coach RDE's got some games that they can compete a little bit better in. But yeah, but yeah, this group has had some guys I've had a week. Here's another one, Rahul Berrios. Averaged 27 points a game and 5 rebounds as a shooting guard. So again, he had a really, really nice start to his sophomore season.
Yeah, for sure. Someone to build around, which is nice to have, especially when you got a, I don't know, that 124-85. He's definitely the bump in that hardwood score. Yeah, last year this team toyed with their lineup a ton. Just looking at last year, I think everybody but Rosado had the comma point guard, shooting guard comma point guard. Rosano was the only one that didn't. He was small forward the most of the season. But yeah, it seems like he's at least settled on the lineup at least this far. We'll see if he actually sticks with it as he's been toying in the past. So yeah, and he's got a good grasp probably on this squad, but yeah, just needs to get the recruiting luck, which sometimes just goes dry.
Yep, absolutely can. I think he's gonna rely on that senior group. That's kind of his best as far as talent from the recruiting standpoint. And they're all in the lineup. So, they get Berrios, the younger guy, to be the scorer, and you kind of hope that senior experience from the other three, Moody, Rosado, and I remember Sholton, he's been a decent player in the league, so averaging a double double so far. So again, I think there's some pieces here. He just had Coach just kind of has the double whammy of being in a pretty tough pool. I think this is a pretty salty, strong group of four, and also on top of that, playing in Conference 15. So he gets about every night out of the gate. I think that and just some recruiting luck against him a little bit have brought his team down. Still some good pieces here, I think.
For sure. Yeah. So I guess group in general, this is kind of a nice group to work with. Yeah. Think we're both feeling pretty good about Oakland. And I'd say probably Macon, I think we're both feeling pretty good with too. I don't between the two of those, it's gonna come down to Oakland and Las Vegas game. It's gonna kinda I think be kind of that deciding factor. And then who can blow if Oakland could get through Las Vegas, it's gonna come down who scored more. Which
I like Oakland. Excuse me, Coach. I think Macon's got a decent shot. I think this looks like a multi playoff team group. And again, you never even know about Pueblo. Again, I think they've shown that they can compete with pulling off a pretty big win. So fun group, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Cool. Well, thanks all for listening. And yeah.